This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sander, together with
Frida Liu.
Arvin Ibraj.
And Arvin, you know, earlier at about 10:30, we were talking about, you know, in Sabah, you know, cinemas have been allowed to reopen, and you know, we're just talking about the film industry, and you know, there's delays in Hollywood, so maybe it's a great time for the local film industry to, you know, start to, I guess, you know, boost their own, you know, movies that they've produced, right? And it's a great time for local, you know, I guess that culture of being, you know, loving local films to, you know, reignite again. And since Hollywood is on a pause, you know, some actors have, you know, gone on and do different things like their own webinars, their own podcasts. Keanu Reeves, however, is doing something very different.
Tell me.
Small-time actor Keanu Reeves. Small, independent actor Keanu Reeves. So he is giving you the opportunity to go on a date with him. And Reeves has partnered with Camp Rainbow Goal, which is a children's cancer charity, to make this date happen. The highest bidder will get 15 minutes with him in a private Zoom call. So it's not a physical date, obviously, because of, you know, social distancing and physical distancing and stuff. So this is the interesting part. So initially, the date was valued at $10,000. So that's the benchmark that they set. If anyone pays $10,000, auctions for $10,000, they'll get to speak with Keanu for 15 minutes. But thanks to an anonymous donor, the current bid stands at $18,500. Okay. So nearly $9,000 more. Those who are bidding were also told to get their questions ready in case they win, to fully utilize the time they would have with Keanu Reeves. And he also says that Reeves doesn't put his public life on social media. In fact, you won't find the actor on any social media platforms because he values his privacy. He told Hollywood.com that money doesn't mean anything to me. I give lots away and live simply. We all know that good health is much more important. And he also has a private foundation. So he mentioned that I have a private foundation that's been running for 5 to 6 years, and it helps to aid a couple of children's hospitals and cancer research. I don't like to attach my name to it. I just let the foundation do what it does. So Frida, I can see you taking out your credit cards and your debit cards and your
way checkbook. Way ahead of you.
Yeah. When can I marry him is the other question. But 18, what is it now? 18,000?
$18,500.
Okay, 20 it is.
But you know, I think, you know, it's a testament of, you know, I, you know, just before the break we were talking about how some of the billionaires around the world, you know, really have, in some ways are silent, but you know, maybe they are doing certain things in the background. And here Keanu Reeves is also, you know, he's been very silent, but you know, you can trust, you know, there are individuals who, you know, despite the wealth that they have and the fame that they have, they actually still have a very private life that we don't know of, and we just assume that, oh, you know, if they didn't announce means they're not doing anything. But you know, Keanu Reeves has always been like that,
even below the radar.
Yeah, you know, even when he was Neo in Matrix, you know, ever since then, you know, he's been very simple life. I think he's only has like a very small apartment or a flat that he stays in. You know, gives away a lot of his money. I think the bigger picture, I remember doing a show about our fascination with Keanu Reeves. Yeah. So, you know, you can go on and download that podcast if you want to hear about, you know, why people are just so obsessed. Oh, you know, if you just, you know, Frida Liu is just, we've lost Frida Liu at this point of time already.
He's the one.
He is the one.
Yeah.
We've also seen him like you know, he takes the subway. People have seen him like sitting in park benches. I think he went to watch the Matrix when he was in Australia. He went to watch his own movie in like some Australian cinema, and he was buying popcorn from the concession stands and stuff. So he's that kind of guy. You want to talk about like celebrities with purpose and, you know, people that do a lot of good things on the side. I think, you know, he's Keanu Reeves is one of those guys.
Actually, I have seen him. I was in LA going to a comedy club, and then the host said he's there sitting in the corner, right? And he was in with fully bearded, and before it ended, he's gone.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Anyways, you know,
just missed.
Yeah, just missed. It's for charity as well, which is such a great cause, right?
Yeah.
He's doing this for charity, and you know, and giving an opportunity for someone to, you know, who have like $20,000, but it goes to charity, and I feel that's a really good story. And also, of course, you know, we were talking about, you know, what kind of social enterprises and charities have you been supporting lately? You can, of course, go and support Keanu Reeves if you want to. That's considered as well.
One here from Yokha, El Shaddai Emergency Relief Fund, which helps refugees with education and others.
We were also talking about how entrepreneurs can help save the world. And, you know, just earlier, a few minutes ago, Arvin, you spoke about...
We spoke about how Keanu Reeves is giving Frida a chance to go on a date with him for $20,000.
Yeah.
On.
Coming up later is the 1 o'clock Breakfast Grill replay. We speak to Idham Nawawi, the Chief Executive Officer of Celcom Axiata Berhad, to really just talk about the impact of the MCO and the pandemic has on the business and also his vision for Celcom moving forwards. If you missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the BFM podcast available on the BFM app or the BFM website. And also, you know, tomorrow is the World Refugee Day special. So, you know, there will be shows that will be peppered around the entire day. So stay tuned for that. Or you can just visit the website for full schedule. My name is Jeff Sandhu. On behalf of Frida Liu and Arvin Yuvaraj, have a lovely weekend. Yay. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.